This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning, Yeah.
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want them to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on! Oh, yeah. Let's go. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the pregame show. I'm your host, Joe Spadoni. You're just getting off work, getting on work, getting ready for school, getting ready to go on a vacation, doing what you got to do. You're an insomniac, and the only thing that puts you to sleep is my voice. Well, welcome in. Be sure to download that Odyssey app, Favorite 95.7 The Game. Take me everywhere you want to go. Not just me. You got the Morning Roast, 6 to 10. Steiny Goo, 10 to 2. Willard Dibbs, 2 to 6. Get all that action. Don't forget Grandy, Best of the Game at 6 o'clock. Wrapping it all up, doing a hell of a job there with the 415ers podcast. Him and E-Dog, Evan Giddings. Warriors Kings, 2 days away, folks. 2 days away from a first-round matchup, a historic first-round matchup, as these two teams will face off in the playoffs for the first time. A NorCal rivalry is brewing. It's brewing not on the court, but off the court with the fans. A lot of trash talking going on here, ESPN 1320, all around. And it's starting to feel like, and let me know what you think, at 888-957-9570, which is the number if you would like to call or text in, 888-957-9570. The Comcast Business text line is always open for business. Twitch and YouTube, streaming. How we doing out there, folks? Hit me up there as well. Jesus M. Saludos. Buenos dias, senor. But it's starting to feel like we're getting a little too cocky, right? Warriors fans, we're getting a little too confident. Or aren't we? Or you know what? We're the damn champs. We've won 4 rings the past decade. The Kings haven't done diddly poo in the last 15 years. They've never even gone to an NBA Finals. They're hanging Summer League banners. You know what? We can stick our chests out. We can beat them. We can tell them that they do stink. And that congratulations, you got a 3 seed. All that just to lose to us who didn't take the regular season seriously. Congratulations. Are we sleeping on the Kings? Just a little bit. That's my question for you this morning at 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. It may seem simplistic. It's like, that's all you got, Joe? We are two days out from Kings-Warriors? We're sleeping on the Kings? I think we might be. I think we might be. Now, do I think the Kings are going to win the series? No. But would I be shocked if it happened? No. Would I be shocked if they won it in six? No. Like, have we watched the Warriors this season and are super sure that they're going to just flip that proverbial switch? Are we sure that's going to happen? Now, Vegas is. Vegas gives them, what, the third best odds? Second best odds to win the Western Conference? I believe it's the Suns, and then it's the Nuggets, and then the Warriors are tied somewhere in there. Vegas thinks you're advancing. What say you, Warriors fans? 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. And I'm already seeing this from the YouTube chat. Good morning, Nicole. Good morning, GK. Bebop Jones. You're saying, who is this? Who the F is this? This is Joe Spadoni, the pregame show, Bebop. Appreciate you chiming in. Ready Whip. That screaming by DeRozan's daughter was super cringe. IMO. Which means, in my opinion, for those in the know. Yeah, that was hilarious. DeMar DeRozan's daughter. I want to get her first name correct here, so let me look it up. But the Chicago Bulls, who were down by 19 at one point in the 9-10 play-in round against the Toronto Raptors, that was in Toronto. But DeMar DeRozan brought his daughter there, and she was right at the opposing end of one of the baskets. So whenever the Raptors players, or Pascal Siakam, or Fred VanVleet, or whoever was on that team taking a free throw, she'd be screaming loudly, DR DeRozan, thank you. DR. And she was screaming. And would you believe it? What did they miss? Like 15 plus free throws, which is basically the difference in the game. Because they only ended up winning by a couple points there. It's all fun. Come on. She's what? 10, 11, 12? Screaming at the opposing end? If you can't make your free throws when a 10, 11, or 12-year-old is screaming at you, you need to work on your stuff. Go to the gym, be blaring some boombox or something. Some horrible screeches. What is that, Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber? Put on the most annoying sound in the world all throughout your practicing free throws. Get better. Don't blame a little kid. You couldn't make your free throws. You blew a 19-point lead. Stop. Stop it. Fun games last night, though. Pelicans Thunder? Hey, I don't think we want to talk about this now, but there's a conversation to be had in the next maybe year or two. The Oklahoma City Thunder could be a problem. They could be a problem if they advance past the T-Wolves, which I think they will, just judging how they played last night. Josh Giddey, a rebound shy of a triple-double. What was the negative comps coming out of that guy in the draft? Not athletic. Not a great shooter. Playmaking needs work. That's all I saw last night from that guy. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, star. Point blank star. 30 points for him. Clutch buckets left and right. Putting the team on his back and knocking out the Brandon Ingram-led. And he did his best, Brandon Ingram. Credit to him. But CJ McCollum, yikes. That Pelicans team. It just now gets bounced, and you see Zion on the sidelines there looking heavier and heavier. Are we sure that it's going to work out there in New Orleans with Zion? Are we sure? It's starting to feel like it's got bust potential, and that might be because injuries, what have you. And if you don't want to label it bust because of injuries, that's fine for you. But even with injuries, it's feeling like bust. Is this guy ever going to play? What's going on there? I know if I'm Brandon Ingram, I'm pissed off. You supposedly got me a number two or a number three, and who's playing as a number two in CJ McCollum. And we know what CJ McCollum's all about. He's a great shooter, but he disappears in the playoffs. Disappeared against Portland countless of times when he played the Golden State Warriors. Disappeared last night. God bless Brandon Ingram again. Did his best. Kmart KD, like we like to call him. But he's starting to, he has to be pissed off. Like, he wants to go somewhere where he could win. What's his contract looking like right now, Brandon Ingram? As we digress here on the pregame show, Joe Spadoni, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. If you'd like to weigh in, Golden State Warriors, we sleeping on the Sacramento Kings just a little bit. Just a little bit. I got some sound from Draymond Green I want to play here in a second that may
kind of indicate that we are sleeping on them just a bit. Because he's a little, he's a very confident guy, Draymond Green. Very confident. Brandon Ingram, he's got 2 more years left. Okay, then he's an unrestricted free agent. So he signed that fat deal, 5 years, $158 million guaranteed. How old is he? He's only 25. Oh, he's going to be looking for a next fat payday. If you're not careful, Pelicans, if Zion's not going to be contributing this next 2 years, he's going to bounce. He's going to bounce. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Bebop, morning roast at 6, bro, on the YouTube chat. 5 a.m. is the pregame. These are the pregamers. This is the working man's show, all right? This is the working man. 6 o'clock, the overnight crew's already asleep by then. 5, they're just getting off, all right? I'm not going to do the old Bonte thing. I'm going to shout all the strippers and the dock workers and the garbage men, although it is garbage day in my neighborhood. Appreciate all of you chiming in. But this is the true working man's show here, the pregamers. 888-957-9570. And I just teased the sound. And we're going to hear from Bob Myers, who joined Steiny and Guru yesterday. He has some very interesting thoughts ahead of this matchup in the first round with the Kings and the Warriors on Wiggins, on Clay, on Looney. He's just so great. And that was the executive show with Steiny and Guru, brought to you by Yellow Sack. And he joins those guys every other week. And then there's Zaza Pachulia, who joins the morning roast in studio, if I have that correct. Producer extraordinaire Sam Lubman is not there to confirm, but I believe he is in studio today. And Bobby Fitz, voice of the Golden State Warriors for the television side, will be joining us at 8:30. Can't wait to hear Fitz. He's been in his bag all season long. And I believe they do have first round coverage there at NBC Sports Bay Area. So cannot wait for those interviews. And I'm burying the lead here. Folks, do you want to go to Game 3? Do you want to go to Game 3? Well, we're giving you an opportunity to do just that all day right here on 95.7 The Game, starting at 6 o'clock. You got to be listening from 6 to 6 all day. So not just Morning Roast, not just Steiny and Goo, and not just Willard and Dibbs. All three shows, you have got to be listening, because we are giving out a chance to go to Game 3. There are going to be some key words you got to listen for in each of those shows, and you have got to be listening. So be listening to each and every one of those shows all day long, because you can't just get one or two. Got to get all three for a chance to go to Game 3 at Chase Center. And we're giving up a pair of those tickets for Warriors-Kings right here on 95.7 The Game. Draymond Green and the Draymond Green podcast had some interesting thoughts on not the first round matchup, but what the second round matchup is going to look for the Golden State Warriors. Take a listen.
This is a tough matchup for Memphis. I expect LeBron to get the tempo of the game where he think they should have the tempo, and not just try to get up and down with that young Memphis team. I can't foresee them doing that. AD and Jaren Jackson. Jaren Jackson will be able to pull AD from the rim. AD doesn't really like to guard three-point shooters, so I think something to watch there is Jaren Jackson trailing into the three. On the flip side, Ja Morant loves to get to the paint. You got a shot blocker like AD at the rim. You got Jared Vanderbilt mucking stuff up. LeBron's mucking stuff up. The Lakers is absolutely great at guarding the paint with the length that they have on their team. I probably should be careful with giving someone some bulletin board material, because this will be our next opponent when we go take care of our business. But if you need bulletin board material at this point, then so be it. But I think the Lakers will take this series. I think it'll be an upset. Won't be easy. It will not be easy.
Okay. So Draymond Green there. It's going to be Lakers-Warriors. Pencil in, folks. Round two. What are we doing? I know he's doing his podcast. He's doing all this stuff. Can we just worry about round one, for God's sakes? This goes back to what I was talking about. Are we sleeping on the Kings too much here? Are we fast asleep? It feels like it's getting to that point where it's just, we're expecting the second round. We're already looking to Memphis. We're already looking to Los Angeles. Kings, it's a nice little plucky team. Let's move right past them. This was statistically the greatest regular season offense in NBA history. It was. And I know we crushed James Hamm, who covers the Sacramento Kings for ESPN 1320 all the way up in Sac, our sister station, and Odyssey station. Be sure to download that Odyssey app and favorite 95.7 The Game, or 1320. Both of us, it's fine. But he was getting crushed because he had the gall to say, listen, I was around those Golden State Warriors offenses. I covered those championship teams. I'm telling you, this Kings offense this regular season was the best of all time. And he had numbers to back it up. And the backlash from this station, from some of these shows, the pearl clutching, how dare James Hamm say such a thing? The Warriors revolutionized the game. They are the greatest team. Stephen Curry is the greatest shooter of all time. He wasn't arguing anything against that. He was just saying statistically, this is the greatest regular season offense of all time. Regular season. We know what the Dubs are about in the playoffs. They won the title. They won it four times. And it's not just the offense that wins championships. It's not. It gets all the headlines. We talked about this yesterday. It gets the headlines. It gets the flashy stuff. We saw it last night in the play-in games. We saw Brandon Ingram hitting crazy shots. Shai Gilgeous hitting crazy shots. Josh Giddey doing his thing. It wasn't Lou Dort defensive highlights. But you know what? That side of the ball is going to win championships. And that is why a lot of Golden State Warrior fans, I believe, are confident in their abilities to take out the Kings in four or five games. It's the defense. It's the depth now with Andrew Wiggins coming back into the fold. Whether he starts or not, I am not sure. But Dante DiVincenzo, Kuminga, Gary Payton II, that is some elite defensive depth. Now, DiVincenzo and Payton, size, not there. But getting Wiggins back in the way that Jonathan Kuminga has been playing in his absence, that's huge. And I think that is why most Golden State Warrior fans are pretty damn cocky and confident heading into the series. What say you? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, and the YouTube chat and Twitch is up and running. Appreciate all y'all chiming in. Brandon Cadiz, the Warriors could really have their first two rounds in Cali and minimize travel. Is it still within the possibility? Let's see if I have this right. They could just not leave California, right? And go all the way to an NBA championship and play Milwaukee, Boston, Philly, whatever. Like, they could theoretically go Kings, Lakers, Clippers. How crazy is that? First time ever, right? All four teams are in the NBA playoffs from Cali. No Texas teams, by the way. But all four teams in Cali. It's pretty damn cool. I know we have the NorCal-SoCal kind of divide, but listen, when we're out of state, we also claim Los Angeles. We like to claim we're Californians. We claim it all. I know there's Bay Pride here, but when we're traveling around, you're going to Europe, you're going to South America, where are you from? From California, baby. California dreaming. Let's go. 888-957-9570. Speaking of Jonathan Kuminga and defensive depth as it pertains to the Golden State Warriors, here's more from Draymond Green on his podcast talking about a learning curve with some of the young guys like Jonathan Kuminga.
Learning how to defend a championship while growing into different roles. Like, for instance, I'll use Jonathan Kuminga as an example. Jonathan Kuminga is defending his first championship. Jonathan Kuminga is also growing as a player and as an individual, as a young man, you know, learning how to play a role in the NBA, learning the things that you need to do getting consistent minutes, whereas he didn't play consistent minutes last year. And so there's a learning curve that comes with that. And I think, you know, you've seen us be a product of that learning curve. By no means am I saying our season is Jonathan Kuminga's fault. I hope no one takes that that way. But there's a learning curve that comes with learning how to defend a championship, and we've experienced that a bit.
I am loving Beep Bop Jones, who has now discovered the pregame show and is getting super triggered by these Draymond Green comments in the YouTube chat. I'll never learn anything from this guy. Draymond is very opinionated. I enjoy the podcast. To your point, Beep Bop, if you don't think he's saying anything that's, you know, crazy or you haven't heard before, I understand. But it is interesting to hear a guy and his perspective as it pertains to a young guy like Jonathan Kuminga, who, is hoping to become the next best defender on this team after Draymond leaves and be a future dub for the next decade. Like, who was it? Tim Roy was talking about the comps and comparisons of Jonathan Kuminga, and he said Ron Artest, like a DPOY. That's the kind of ceiling that this kid has. And he's just a kid. What is he, 20, 21? Can't even drink yet? It's wild. And I believe him, and I don't want to say Moses Moody, maybe. I do like how Moody finished the season, but specifically Jonathan Kuminga is going to have an important role in these playoffs, especially in this first round as they are ramping up Andrew Wiggins. Like, I don't know if Andrew Wiggins is a lock to start in this first round. I know Tim Roy, voice of the Golden State Warriors, he joined the Morning Rush last week, and he's like, if he's coming back, he's starting. Are we sure? Are we sure Andrew Wiggins is going to be starting Saturday up in SAC, 5:30, ABC? Be there, be square. Warriors Live, 4 o'clock, right here at 95.7, the game, 4:30, either one. I don't know if we have extended coverage of the playoffs. Get that checked. By the way, if I didn't already mention it, and if you're just joining, we are giving away a pair of tickets for Game 3 at Chase Center. So you got to be listening all day starting at 6 o'clock and ending at 6 p.m. So 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., got to be listening all three shows. There's going to be some keywords given out, and you have to get every single one if you want to qualify for a chance to win a pair of tickets for Game 3 at Chase Center between the Kings and Dubs. Mentioned Bob Myers, president of basketball operations, who joined Steiny and Guru yesterday, as he does every other week, for the executive show. He was talking about Andrew Wiggins and if he will be ready to go game one in SAC. Here's what he had to say.
All indications are he'll be ready to go, but how many minutes, I don't know. Ooh. How he'll be used, that's up to Steve and the staff. I'm just thrilled that he's back and that he's going to give us something. I don't know what Steve will decide as far as who starts, if he comes off the bench. I mean, remember when Curry did that? If you can bring Curry off the bench, you can bring anybody off the bench, but I don't know if Steve will decide to start him or bring him off the bench. The beauty of a guy like that is he helps you immediately just defensively, and then offensively, we'll see what he's got as far as rhythm goes, but he knows what we do, and I can't sit here and say, because we don't know, Goo, whether it's going to be 30 minutes, 20 minutes, right, 25. I can't say that. The good news is all indications are he's going to play. And then I think it'll build from there. And it's good that he's coming back at the start of the playoffs rather than any time later. So we're excited.
We're excited. I'm excited, too, to see what Wiggins got. And now, is it fair to expect that kind of first half Wiggins, that playoff Wiggins of last year? I mean, the guy was dealing with some injuries and just didn't look the same after the adductor strain. He was out. Then the extended time off. You know, you heard Curry's comments yesterday. He's talking about, yeah, he looks, you know, he looks fresh. Looks like he's never, you know, it's been scrimmage, but he looks good. Looks like the same, which would be huge for the Warriors. Like, I had them penciled in to the NBA Finals without Wiggins, but I don't think they were winning it without him. If he's just an average Wiggins, like we're going back a couple years ago, Wiggins, if he could be that guy, 15 points, couple rebounds, couple assists, if he could just be that guy, I think they're good to go to the NBA Finals and have a great chance at winning it. Now, the defensive end is where it's going to make the difference, obviously. I already mentioned the depth we have with DiVincenzo, with Gary Payton II, and yes, Jonathan Kuminga for some of those bigger guys as well. But Wiggins is the key. As the Warriors go on defense, or how's it go? As Wiggins go, the Warriors go on defense. Used to be Draymond Green. And Draymond is still the best defender. Don't get it twisted. He is the best guy. But Draymond also has the toughest task of going up against some of these bigs, getting switched onto them at times. Sabonis is going to be tough. He's going to have to switch to a guy like Fox at times. The speed there. Speed kills, baby. Shout out Cliff Branch, RIP. Like, Wiggins needs to be the guy. He needs to be that second guy, second level, switching on. Because that is why the Warriors won a championship last year. That is why they won. Him being the second best player, stepping up when they needed it most, hitting that mid-range jumper, finding his spots. When they need a bucket, you go to a guy like Wiggins because he has that mid-range game. Say what you will about the three-point shot in this Golden State Warrior team. The reason they won those titles when that KD era was because they were overwhelming, obviously. But wasn't it such a luxury at times when Curry's three-point shot wasn't hitting, when Klay's three-point shot wasn't hitting. We need a bucket in the worst way in these last couple minutes. Hey, KD, pull up mid-range game. Money. Cash me out one time. Every single time, you would just feed it to him, and he would get one for you. Wiggins has that mid-range ability. So to add that element in a late-game situation when you desperately need a bucket to either stop the bleeding or put a cap on a huge run, Wiggins is that dude. Will he be that dude? Can he be that dude? We're going to find out this Saturday at Golden 1 Center. I'm so damn excited for this game. I'm so damn excited. 888-957-9570. These next 2 days, it feels like it's like 20. Can it just get here already so we can react to this game? All the S-talking, especially from the Morning Roast and ESPN 1320, D'Lo, KC, it's getting me fired up. Let's get with Steve Ballmer here. I'm just fired up to be here. YouTube chat's fired up this morning. Isabel, NG, Joe, late reaction, but loving Jollibee yesterday was just so superb. Big Jollibee guy. Me and Sam Lubman, huge Jollibee guys. Love the fried chicken. Love the Filipino version of spaghetti as an Italian when I first got introduced to it. My for those that don't know, the Mrs. Jade, she's half Filipino. Her mom is from the Philippines, born and raised. So when they introduced their version of it, I was like, what the hell is this? It's like cut up spaghetti and like banana ketchup. I like it, though. For their version of it, I get down with it. But the fried chicken, the gravy, all that sort of stuff, mwah. Love me some Jollibee. I can eat some of that right now, 5:30 a.m. Oof. We get sponsored here. Pre-game show is sponsored by Jollibee. Sam and I just getting all the Jollibee we want. I'm down with that. Sam's nodding in approval. He is down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On with that. Sam, tough loss for his Giants yesterday. I'm sure him and Joe Shasker are going to have a lot of thoughts on that as they lose that series to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Garlic fries of baseball, guys. New episodes twice a week, right, Sam? Twice a week. Odyssey app, download that baby. Shasky and Lemon doing a hell of a job there. Max Muncy, real quick. Oh, my God.
Muncy hits a high, towering drive. Wade looking up, and it's gone. He's done it again. Time for that young man to get out of town.
Anyway, he's not going to get on the plane. I mean, that's four home runs in this series, and he didn't even start the game last night. He had a three-run homer and a grand slam in game one. Here he's got a solo shot, and now he adds a three-runner to it. Remember, he came into this series hitting 121.
Max Muncy, former Oakland A, current Oakland A, actually. Two different Max Muncys. Two more home runs, putting his stamp on an unbelievable series. Don't pitch to that guy ever again. Just don't pitch to him at Oracle Park. Is it that hard? Is it?
He nutted that thing.
Two nuts right there for Max Muncy. 888-957-9570 is the San Francisco Giants fall 10-5 and lose that series. By the way, Clayton Kershaw, Sam Lubman sent it in the chat, is a total shell of himself. Can still get the job done, but he is not the same guy. But listen, he wasn't the reason they were going to lose that game, I'll tell you that. Taylor Rogers? Taylor? Whichever one. Taylor Rogers. Getting them mixed up. They're twins. They look the same. Taylor's the guy. Their new acquisition. Four straight walks isn't going to do it, buddy. 15 pitch at bat to Freddie Freeman and him walking, it's not going to do it. It's not going to get the job done. Some of these signings, Farhan Zaidi, yikes. More Kings Warriors talk on the other side. We're going to take a quick break. Come on back. I'm loving all you guys on the chat. YouTube, Twitch, we are live and local there. Comcast Business Text Line, if you'd like to call in. Are we sleeping on the Sacramento Kings here in the Bay Area, folks? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We'll continue to get into that. More Bob Myers, Ron Adams joined the Morning Roast. He had some interesting thoughts on Klay Thompson, having even mentioned his defense as it pertains to the Golden State Warriors. Can he be above average throughout the series? All that next, right here on the pregame show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pregame show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. Warriors-Kings Saturday, 5:30. We'll have coverage of that all day. 95.7 The Game, your home for Golden State Warriors playoff basketball. We're giving away tickets, folks. Game 3, Chase Center, all day, starting at 6 o'clock. Got to be listening from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Every single show you have to listen to, because they're going to be giving out a keyword, and you need each and every one of those words to win. So be tuned in all day. Morning Roast, Steiny Goo, Willard Dibbs. Be there or be square, Sam Lubman. I'm setting the tone for all the hosts doing these giveaway reads. Our de facto leader in charge right now, as Matt Nahegan's out on vacay, Lucas Alexander, making sure everyone knows what we're doing when it comes to this giveaway. So doing my part here on the pregame show. Listen all day, giving away a pair of tickets, Game 3, Warriors Kangs. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Jason on the YouTube chat. See, this is it. Kings fans are talking too much. Warriors fans aren't dealing with that. And I think that's causing Warriors fans to stick their chest out and then, you know what, poo-pooing this. They ain't winning jack. We're beating them in 4 or 5. We're not losing any sleep over the Sacramento bleeping Kings. That's what this has turned into for the most part. Anyone afraid of them? Anyone got a healthy fear? And what does that look like? What is that going to look like on the court if you're scared of this matchup for the Golden State Warriors? I'm trying to find the matchup that will give the Warriors the most problems. Is it De'Aaron Fox? I feel like if Fox and Sabonis both go off, that's where the problems are going to lie. One of those guys is fine, and I'm more likely to believe it's going to be Domantas Sabonis. He's having a hell of a year. So is De'Aaron Fox. All-stars, we get all that. And sneakily, the Kings, who got crushed for that Haliburton trade, I don't think are looking back. Haliburton's a great player. He's going to be awesome, I believe, in Indiana. But for what this Kings team needed, Domantas Sabonis was perfect. And it's not like he's old. It's not like they traded, you know, for a 30-year-old Sabonis. No, he's 26. Yeah, Haliburton was a younger guy, but it's not like you're trading for freaking Tom Brady, who still can sling it, by the way. Is Trey Lance even going to be on this team next year? I think the 415ers podcast, Evan Giddings and Mark Grandy, do a hell of a job there with the 49ers. Check that out, odyssey.com. Download the Odyssey app for all that 49ers coverage. Is Trey Lance even going to be on the team next year? It's an interesting conversation for another time. But as it pertains to the Golden State Warriors, as Joe Shasky's dropping off my coffee right now. Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate you, man. Can we just get a damn Keurig at this station? Oh, I already got him started. He didn't have to hop on now, Joe. Crossed over at 5:45 Monday through Friday. But real quick, what's up?
No, there's no real quick on this. When I visited the corporate offices in Philadelphia.
Oh, did they have just, what, abundance?
Dog, it was like walking into a Costco, like, of just unbelievably impeccable, like, shelves of coffee cups. Cups, just the cups, like the mugs. You know the one Steiny uses?
Yeah.
Tons of them. They had everything that you want. These things called Tasty Cakes.
I guess delicious.
It's like an East Coast thing.
Yeah.
Racks of them. They had hot chocolate. They had tea.
Was it free?
Of course it was tea. Free, excuse me. It was unbelievable. And you know how much? You know how jealous I was?
Must be nice.
We don't even have a freaking studio with an air conditioning, and it's like a freaking sauna in here.
They want us to lose weight is what they're telling me here at the station.
Hey, bro. We all want to lose weight.
We all want to lose weight. That's Joe Shasky. He's going to join me here in the next segment for a whole one, as he does every single week, Monday through Friday at 5:45. Thank you so much, Joe, for that coffee. Desperately needed it. It's tough around here. When you wake up at 3:30, 3:45-ish like I do every single day, there's not a Starbucks or whatever, Pete's, whatever around here that's open that early in this neighborhood. So it's unfortunate, and it's nice to have guys I can lean on like Joe Shasky, Bonte, Sam Lubman, all those guys doing a hell of a job for the Morning Roast. 888-957-9570. More from Bob Myers, president of basketball operations, who joined Steiny and Guru yesterday for the executive show. Him talking about Sabonis and Looney and that matchup is one to keep an eye on.
Looney's really, really become our best player at that, Draymond, too. It takes, one, a guy that can a good offensive rebounder, and two, a really smart player, because when you get an offensive rebound, most people, we were taught, just go back up. But, you know, sometimes it's crowded in there. If it's not an obvious putback, you're getting it in traffic. Looney gets a lot of his, and he's tapping it to himself, and he's kind of positioning, so it's not like a tip dunk or an immediate putback. He can do that, too. But a lot of his rebounds are kind of the position, the Rodman type rebounds, where you're just kind of outworking somebody. When you get those rebounds, you can't just go back up, unless you're Shaquille O'Neal or kind of one of these Embiid types where you're just huge. So Looney recognizes that. He's smart. And then, because he's played with guys like Steph and Clay so long, they know the second he gets that rebound, and he knows he's looking for him. And even Draymond knows. So he's there, he's even in the action. Even if he didn't get the rebound, he's setting one of those guys up. So it's a kind of a symphony type thing where they all know what exactly is going to happen when that situation occurs. And I think that's what it is for us. But I didn't know the Sabonis one. And they don't operate the same way. But maybe they do. If you looked at what Sabonis does and said, hey, they're doing the same thing. He's getting it. He's smart. He's spraying it out to their three-point shooters. Because that's where you get these big numbers. I think the teams that are doing it, like ours and them, are getting threes out of those rebounds, I imagine.
It's pretty crazy that Kevon Looney is the greatest offensive rebounder in the game of basketball today. It's pretty nuts. Like, if you just sit down and think about it, Kevon Looney, when we have a game with Joel Embiid and Jokic and Giannis, the top three MVP candidates, by the way, are all big guys, and Kevon Looney is the dude that's leading offensive rebounds, that's a credit to him, man. What he has been for this team, Mr. Consistent, Mr. Clutch at times, when you need someone to lean on and you don't have the secondary score, or you are not getting the rebounds that you're not looking for. Kevon Looney, day in and day out, is getting the job done. And I know it's easy to say, oh, we don't give him the credit. No. I give him the credit he deserves. The Morning Roast gives him the credit he deserves. This station absolutely is all over Loon Dog. We love that guy. We love Looney. So underrated. He is so slept on. And not here in the Bay, but around. Around the national basketball landscape. He's not the sexiest player. He's not going to have the awesome dunks. He's not going to have the dribble drive like a Giannis. He's not going to do all this crazy stuff like Embiid with the three-point shots, the crazy passes like a Jokic. You know what he does do, though? He's fundamentally sound. He's going to be at the right place at the right time. He's going to make the smart play at the smart time. And you're not going to lose because of him. High IQ. And give me a high IQ guy like that every single day of the week. You could have all the skills imaginable. You could be the Kwame Brown. But if you don't have the mentals right, the intangibles when it comes to the mind games in the NBA, I'm sorry. You're just not going to get it done. And for all the physical limitations that Kevon Looney has, that mental makeup is something strong, man. And credit to him. Credit to him. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. One more from Bob Myers, and this is a fun conversation throughout the week. The traveling. So we know the schedule now. It's going to be Warriors, Kings Saturday, and then they got Monday, and they got a couple travel days there. Then they got Thursday. You got to have that extra travel day. It's just such a long one when it comes to Sacramento and San Francisco. But you got first two, Saturday, Monday up in Sac, then they come home for game three. Next Thursday at Chase Center, so cannot wait for that. That'll be fun. But here's Bob Myers talking about how the team's plans on traveling.
It's just everybody's going to bust up on Friday and then stay. There was a conversation about if the game was Saturday, Wednesday, maybe coming back and practicing here. But everybody's going to stay up there and then ride back together. So it's no individual cars and just everybody on the bus and coaches, players, and treat it like you would anything else.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, the more I was listening to Bob there, I was like, yeah, you don't want to mess with like the mojo of a road. Just treat it like any other road trip that you're going to be on for the playoffs. Because once you start going back and forth at home, it's like, then you're getting rid of your normal routine. You've never done this before throughout this whole last 10-decade run. Just keep it simple. Make it a true road trip, even though it's only 2 hours away from where you are driving-wise. Just keep it simple, stupid. Shout out KISS. 888-957-9570. We're up against it here. We're going to come on back. The Crossover is next. Joe Shasky's going to join me. Are we sleeping on the Sacramento Kings? I know he ethered them yesterday. The entire city of Sacramento. Man, that was wild. Joe Shasky just putting the station on his back as it pertains to trash-talking Sacramento. I want to get his thoughts on that. More on this Kings-Warriors matchup. All that. Giants losing the series to the Dodgers. Coming up next. Crossover, pregame show. 95.7 The Game.
Oh, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Running with the Devil and running with Joe Spadoni here on the pregame show. One more segment here before tossing it over to Bonta Hill. And the guy joining me now, Joe Shasky of the Morning Roast. You guys got a fun show today, Joe. We got Zaza Pachulia in studio, correct? I'm pretty sure.
Do we?
Am I misspeaking, Sam Ludman?
In studio?
Think so. Bob Fitzgerald, I know, is 8:30. Fitz. Can't wait. Oh, nice jersey. Who's that?
Oh, this is the backwards spelled technology.
Oh, it's so good. That was at the team store you got that?
Yeah, that's why it's got the racket in logo.
That's crazy that they sold that. That could be worth something, actually. They show that to the YouTube chat, YouTube and Twitch. Why? Who didn't notice that? Did you get a discount on that?
I didn't even notice it.
I'd bring it back and be like, adjust
6 months.
Yeah, price adjustment, please.
And they would. I don't have the receipt. I don't. You know.
Well, come on, Apple Wallet. Come on, it's all right. It's all right there, buddy.
I'm ready to dive into this matchup. Though. I felt like
are we sleeping on them? Are we sleeping on them, Joe? Like, I feel like we're giving them no shot at all.
No, it's not that we're giving them. No. We're not sleeping on them. Like, the first couple days, like, this is how it goes. We are battle-tested war daddies when it comes to this radio station and battling in the playoffs, right? So when you tell us we have a five-day gap in terms of content, what do you think we're going to do? Let's break down the point of attack defense Monday for 4 hours. Yeah, I don't want to drown my audience in nuance, but today's the day. I mean, today's the day I'm starting to circle in and focus.
Okay. So what are you circling and focusing on then? Because conventional wisdom, the big boys, obviously. So
yeah,
you can't let both of these guys go off, Sabonis and Fox. Like, that's the key.
Yes.
You limit one of them, and I think the guy that we've all kind of accepted that's going to get his just because of the size matchup is Sabonis. Like, you let him get his a little bit.
It's interesting that you bring him up.
Oh, okay.
No. It's just interesting. So, like, okay, regular season. We've made so much of the regular season, especially when you want to make the argument for the Kings, which I think is fair. It's a huge body of work. Now, I could sit here and dilute the regular season, but I'm not going to do that on their behalf. So, like, today, all I've been hearing about, number one scoring offense, the Warriors are like a point and a half behind them. Like, we're making it out like the Warriors' offense is just not up to snuff. But Sabonis in particular, and I'm going to go, I know, these games happened 5 months ago. Anthony Lamb was playing heavy fourth quarter minutes in all of these games. So, like, I want to preface that. But I look at this game. This is the game that bugs me. November 13th, Kings-Warriors. Fox has 11 points in the fourth quarter, but Sabonis goes 26, 22, and 8.
Okay.
Keegan Murray goes 21, all right? He's 5 of 9 from three-point land. So what I'm trying to say here is they do have to take away something. And I don't know if it's De'Aaron Fox or Sabonis, but you can't allow both of them to go off, because when you allow both of them to go off, it opens things up for someone like Keegan Murray to be lethal from beyond the arc. And so I don't know who I'm choosing, and I'd be very interested to see who they're choosing. Draymond and Looney are going to get the bulk of the assignment against Sabonis. Who's the third big you trust?
Oof.
If one of them's in foul trouble.
That's a great question. Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah. That Kuminga, right? Like, are you talking about the Warriors, like guarding him,
right? I'm talking about the Warriors. I don't know if it's Kuminga. I think Kuminga's going to get some opportunities Fox.
Yes, but Kuminga's such a big body to me. I feel like he can switch on to all these guys.
I'll listen.
Because I look at a guy like Sabonis, people say he's listed as 7'1". He's like 6'11", maybe borderline. But, we can call him a 7-footer. That's fine. But if Looney and Draymond, to your point, are in foul trouble, like, that's when a big guy like a Kuminga or a Wiggins, maybe, is he too small? Like,
this is where I'm going. So, but
it is interesting. No,
the one thing I noticed with Sabonis. I'm not here to say I watched every game. No, but I went back and I was looking at different things, and not just the Warrior games, but I was looking at the last month, and I looked at one game in particular against New Orleans on April 4th, where it felt like they had their full team and they were trying to win and whatnot. When he gets his shoulder into you, it's almost impossible to stop him in the paint.
He's very strong.
He is. And so, you know,
I think we underrate him only because he's like a white guy. Like, we underrate his strength a little bit because of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And not only is he effective with the ball in his hand, where he's an unbelievable passer, he can dribble, he gets to his spots. I told you about how he leans in with the shoulder. When De'Aaron Fox is humming downhill, he finds him around the rim.
And he's so damn fast.
Yeah, and he's very crafty with some of his passes and whatnot. So I'm looking at that and I'm saying to myself, someone's got to go away. Now, all of the matchups against the Kings, I'm throwing the last one out. But again, these are 5 months ago. So Anthony Lamb played heavy minutes. I don't know if I could take away all the results, but Steph Curry pretty much went nuclear against the Kings every time he played them. He had 28 in the first half the first time they played him. He had 47 the second time. That is going to be my number one question for them. Who is guarding Steph?
It's interesting because you'd think that you'd throw a bunch of bodies on him. You're just going to be physical. Davion Mitchell, okay. Like, De'Aaron Fox. Like, that's the thing. Say what you will about the offense for the Kings. The defense is just, it's non-existent.
Well,
they don't play defense. Like, that's the thing. So, like, if you are splitting the difference, and I've been talking about it all day and all week, and I think you guys have too, like, both offenses basically cancel each other out. Then you go to the defense. Like, I'm taking the Warriors' defense just on principle.
Well, so
I've seen what they could do.
It's funny that you mentioned the defense. Like, a lot has been made about the Warriors' lack of defense. And I think because we're watching the Warriors, we're obsessing about how bad they are. The Kings were way worse.
Awful.
Which is crazy because I'm looking at this Warriors team. I'm like, yeah, one of the worst defensive Warriors. In terms of what I saw the regular season, one of the worst defensive Warrior teams in a long time, right? Still better than the Kings. And here's the other part. I keep talking about the personnel. In the first matchups, the first three matchups, it was 5 months ago. I'm watching fourth quarters because I went back and watched certain moments. Fourth quarters, Anthony Lamb. Heck, James Wiseman's on the floor for the Warriors. You know, and so I'm looking at some of these lineups. Ty Jerome. And I don't think they're going to be playing those guys in these games. So it's very difficult for me to take what happened in November and try to, hey, this is what will happen in here in April.
I mean, I'm just talking myself into this. And I picked this team to go to the NBA Finals. I just think it's going to end up creating a perfect storm for the Warriors. And perfect storm in a good way. Maybe that's not a great analogy. But they are getting Andrew Wiggins back. Mm-hmm. He's ramping up. Bob Myers joined the guys yesterday, Steining Guru, and said that he doesn't know if he's coming off the bench or not, but he obviously expects him to play. But DiVincenzo, Gary Payton II, the depth is there in a way that it just hasn't been for the Warriors in a long-ass time. Like, the defensive depth, I don't want to say greatest ever, because DiVincenzo and Gary Payton are a little smaller, but the way Kuminga's been playing on defense, and if Wiggins can just be a semblance of what he was in the playoff run last year in the beginning part of this season, like, that is a strength that was now, it was a weakness in the regular season, now a strength in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What's the one, like, I'll say this. Who is the one great defensive team, Joe Shasky, in the Western Conference that you're looking at? Like, maybe the Lakers?
I mean,
and great is stretching it. Like, they're good at times. Good. Like, they can play good.
Yes, yes.
But LeBron's not giving you much. AD, DPOY kind of stuff at times. But other than that, like, Memphis, the Nuggets, like, the Suns, like, no one's playing defense. If the Warriors can just take that next step, that separates themselves, in my mind, from everyone else in the Western Conference.
I don't know what the exact number is in terms of, you know, where it ranks all time, but there was a disproportionate amount of 20-point scorers in the league this year. 47 20-point-plus scorers.
It's pretty crazy.
In the league this year. Yeah, it's there's a lot of them.
The offense is way ahead of the defense.
Think about
the,
okay, yeah. Right now, there were 20 guys this year who scored 200 or more threes. Did you know that five of them are in this series?
Wow. I did not know that.
Steph, Clay, Jordan Poole, and then on the other side, Herter and Keegan Murray.
Keegan Murray, the rookie, too.
Isn't that interesting?
That's pretty damn cool.
Isn't that interesting?
This is gonna be, does this series, now that we're talking, like, this has like 135, 120, 120, like, this has that kind of like a pace to it. Like, this is just going to be a run and gun type thing?
It feels like that, but at the same time, the playoffs are always different, so who knows?
It gets tight. You know, that's a good point. I was listening to Kruger and Willard yesterday, and Larry was making actually a good point. He's like, you know what? Like, say, well, like, the Lakers and T-Wolves might have just looked awful. It might have looked horrible, but that might be more indicative of a playoff game than 140 to 145. Like, what we saw with New Orleans and OKC.
Oh, that was a fun game.
That was.
Did you have fun watching that? I really did.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are going to be a problem. They're going to be a major problem.
Because Chet Holmgren's not playing in that game. And I don't know how good he is, but, like, they're essentially getting a top five pick.
Yeah.
And then Isaiah Joe and all these randoms.
They have 15 first round picks.
I know. Like, Lou Dort was awesome last
night. Yes.
Are you kidding? But the guy, oh my God, his 3-point shot is, it's an adventure.
Yes.
It's an adventure. But the guy plays really, really hard. And then there's a couple possessions down the stretch. Jackson Hayes has the ball. Get out of the way and just hand the ball to Ingram.
Oh my!
And they were doing a great job denying. I want to give them their love. They were doing a great job denying. But, like, Ingram is a special offensive talent.
He's so special. And I just feel like if C.J. McCollum, he's asked to be a second scorer, like the second guy on that team right now, because Zion's out.
I just don't get the C.J. thing.
He can't. Like, we've seen it enough with Portland. We've seen it now. He can't defend. If his shot's not going, he's kind of useless on the court. Like, the no Zion there, and just seeing Zion in the street clothes, they keep panning to him. What's going on there, man? Like, it's just...
He looked enormous. And I'm not trying to body shame.
No, it's just...
Joe, am I tripping?
No, you're not.
And then I heard... Did you hear the sound from him? I don't want to come in and ruin, you know, the flow of the team. I have a standard of how I hold myself and stuff. And I heard those on ESPN. I was like... What?
No, I need to be hearing that. I'm trying to get back as soon as possible. I need to be with these guys. I need to be contributing. That's what I need to hear from my future franchise player. And right now, the future franchise player, screw Zion, it's Brandon Ingram.
By far.
Building around that guy.
By far.
More than I'm building around Zion Williamson, who's way more of a physical freak and outlier than Brandon Ingram. Real quick, Joe, quick thought, Giants lose the series, do anything for you. Max Muncy, don't pitch to him ever again at Oracle Park, right? Don't pitch to him ever again.
The Dodgers aren't even that good.
And they
feel like so head and shoulders above the Giants. Like, no, I'm being real. Their middle infield sucks.
Yeah, they're not that great.
No, they're basically two players deep. Although Outman from Sarah,
he's
a
legit
stud.
Yes.
You know, I've been on
yes.
him. Outman is a stud, dude.
Yes.
Like, but, like, the reality is, are we sure Andrew Friedman's that brilliant? Because that guy in Tampa Bay who's running things now might be the more brilliant one.
That's Joe Shasky. He's going to be coming up with Bonta Hill next. Be sure to listen to Morning Roast, Steiny Goo, Willer Dibbs all day, Joe. We're giving away a pair of Game 3 tickets for Warriors Kings. Got to be listening for the keyword in each and every one of those shows if you would like to qualify. Morning Roast coming up next, 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.